السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Reasons for cursing Yazid ibn Muawiyah.
من از شما در عجبم، طبق کدام ملاک شرعی به خلیفه مسلمانان یزید ابن معاویه اهانت میکنید؟ این کار شما توهین به تمام مسلمانان و خلفای قبل از ایشان است که او را
سید سلطان الوایز این شیرازی. It is surprising that you call the caliph of the Muslims Yazid ibn Muawiyah an unbeliever. You should know that Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan appointed him caliph. The second caliph, Umar ibn Khattab, and the third caliph, Uthman, appointed Muawiyah emir of Syria. Because of their ability and talent, people sincerely accepted them as caliphs. So your reference to the caliphs of the Muslims as unbelievers means that you have insulted not only all the Muslims who accepted them as caliphs, but you have also insulted the previous caliphs who sanctioned their being caliph or emir. Of course, they made a mistake, a pardonable mistake, which occurred during their caliphate. The Prophet's grandson, Husayn ibn Ali, was murdered, but this was forgiven. Since they repented, Allah the Merciful excused them. Imam Ghazali and Damiri have elaborately dealt with this point in their books and have proven the purity of Caliph Yazid.
اصلاً انتظاری مقدار تعصب را در این محفل علمی نداشتم. آیا به نظر شما قتل فرزند رسول خدا و یارانش یک گناه صغیر است؟ آیا به اسارت در آوردن دختران پیامبرتان فقط یک گناه کوچک و ناچیز است؟
I never expected that your fanaticism would go so far as to defend the cause of damned Yazid. You say that since their predecessors thought it fit to make them emir or ruler, that all Muslims should have accepted them. This statement makes no sense. We say that a caliph should be pure, absolutely free from all sin, and divinely commissioned, so that we may not have to endure oppression. You say that Ghazali and Damiri have defended the position of Yazid, but they were as fanatical as you are. No sensible person would ever try to defend the actions of the cursed Yazid. You say that Yazid committed a mistake in murdering Imam Hussein, but to murder the dearest son of the Prophet along with 72 other people, including small children and old men, and to take the pious daughters of the Prophet prisoner, bareheaded and barefaced, was not a mere mistake. It was an unspeakable atrocity. Moreover, his crimes were not confined to this gruesome slaughter alone. There were many other instances of his infidelity. Most of your ulama regard Yazid as an infidel. Even Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal and many other great ulama of your sect suggest that curses on him should be recited. Abdurrahman Abul Faraj ibn Jawzi has written a book on this subject. Kitab al-Rad al-Muta'assib al-Anid al-Mani min La'ni Yazid. Only a few of the fanatical ulama of your sect, like Azali, have shown partiality to Yazid and have fabricated ludicrous objections in defense of him. However, the majority of your ulama have noted his irreligious, tyrannical behavior. Muslim states that, as caliph, Yazid attempted to do away with religion.
How was Yazid responsible for mass killings?
Many historians have related this fact. Sibt ibn Jawzi, in his Tazkira, page 63, says that some of the people of Medina went to Syria in 62 AH. When they learned of the sinful deeds of Yazid, they returned to Medina, broke their allegiance to him, cursed him, and turned out his governor, Osman ibn Abi Sufyan. Abdullah ibn Hanzalah said, "O people, we did not revolt against Yazid until we verified that he was an irreligious man. He killed the descendants of the Prophet, illegally, associates with mothers, daughters, and sisters, drinks wine, and does not offer the ritual prayer." When this news reached Yazid, he sent a large army of Syrians under Muslim ibn Uqba against the people of Medina. The slaughter of Muslims continued for 3 days. Yazid's forces killed 700 noblemen of the Quraysh, Muhajirs and Ansars, and 10,000 common people. I am ashamed to say how the Muslims were humiliated. I will quote only one passage of Tazkira, page 163, by Sibt ibn Jawzi. After the massive slaughter of the people of Medina, 1,000 unmarried women gave birth to children. Ya Aziz.